Next patient is Melinda Thompson. Clinical case of a 54-year-old white female that we had the opportunity to see in the hospital when she was admitted in acute kidney injury. With acute kidney injury. And the reason for the acute kidney injury was severe pre-renal azotemia, serum creatinine, and at the time of the admission was 7. The patient has a high output ileostomy after the colectomy that was done for symptomatic Crohn's disease. The patient knows that she has to replace the fluid intake, the amount of fluid collected in the ileostomy bag, and sometimes she goes behind and gets dehydrated. At the time of the release from the hospital, the serum creatinine was 3.1, the BUN was 46. Still with prerenal azotemia, the patient had an estimated GFR that was 17 mLs per minute, and the sodium was 131, potassium 3.1, chloride 86, and CO2 26. The approach is vigorous replacement of fluids. The current body weight is 193 pounds. She is advised to go at least 3 pounds heavier by drinking fluid and maintain a body weight of 196 pounds. By eating a liberally, the patient is going to correct the serum electrolytes. Number two, the patient has a non-obstructive left nephrolithiasis according to the latest CT scan. Number three, the patient has a history of hepatitis C that has been treated, following number vitamin D deficiency and supplementation, following number single kidney, the right kidney was removed, following number hyperuricemia related to renal azotemia. We are going to reevaluate this case in 4 weeks with laboratory workup. We spend significant amount of time explaining to the patient the hemodynamics of the hyput ileostomy. High output ileostomy. The time invested, reviewing the admission and the lab, 10 minutes in the face-to-face, 20 minutes in the documentation, 7 minutes.